This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A new study from University of Colorado health researchers looks at homeless encampment sweeps and crime in Denver. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The peer-reviewed study, published in the New York Academy of Medicine, analyzed local crime data before and after homeless encampments were removed by the city of Denver and people were displaced with nowhere to go. The sweeps showed no effect on crime over 2 and 3 week periods. However, the removals did compromise the health of unhoused people, researchers say. They hope cities nationwide use the study as they consider how to address unsheltered homelessness and whether sweeps make people safer. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A sergeant with the Denver Police Department has been charged with felony menacing in Adams County. The charge stems from an alleged road rage incident earlier this month. Denver Sergeant Jason Brake is suspected of pointing his gun at someone during a conflict on the road in Commerce City. According to Denver 7, Brake is on unpaid leave from the Denver Police. The storm that moved through the high country over the weekend dumped 2 feet of snow near the tree line in many areas. The fresh snow has increased the avalanche danger across the southern mountains. Several avalanches have already been reported, according to the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. That includes one triggered by a pair of skiers on Sunday near Silverton. Both skiers reportedly made it out safely. And a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permit issued to Denver Water violated federal environmental laws. That's from a ruling last week from Colorado's district court. The permit would triple the capacity of Gross Reservoir in Boulder County, but a judge ruled the Corps did not properly consider climate change or other construction plans before issuing the permit. This is CPR News and KRCC.